In terms of the mining sector, specifically in South Africa, Platinum Group Metals has emerged as the largest component of the mining sector. It's now the same size as the gold and coal industries put together in terms of total sales value. We did see fall off in mining investment in 2004 and 2005, and there were a number of challenges, which I'll get into in a sec. But we have seen a turning of the corner, and in fact, in the first half of 2007, some very positive growth emerging from a fixed investment side, and let's hope that feeds through to actual production. This is only focused on South Africa. We have 87% of the world's platinum reserves, just under 80% of the world's manganese, 40% of the world's gold, etc. And the country basically mines 60 minerals and exports them to 100 countries around the world. So no doubt South Africa retains its spot as one of the key mineral-producing countries globally. One question that I get asked from time to time is, mining is only 7% of GDP. Is it really that important anymore? And I suppose the best way of answering it is to say to people, well, let's take mining out of the economy and let's have a look at the total impact that it has when you remove it out of the economy. Just to highlight, mining is not 7% of GDP. It is actually closer to 18% if you include all the multiplier effects. 93% of our electricity is generated by coal-fired power stations. 35% of our liquid fuel comes from Sasol. A huge number of industries, like the explosives business and others, provide goods and services into mining, which wouldn't exist necessarily in South Africa if mining hadn't been there. So the actual overall quantum is about a fifth of the economy. If you look at fixed investment, a similar type of picture, roughly 16% if you include the indirect multipliers. So you can't just look at a narrow definition of the direct contribution, you need to look at the other effects. If you look at employment, roughly 12% of South Africa's formal sector employment is mining-driven, if you include the multipliers. Now, perhaps the thing that people miss the most often on mining is that mining is by far the largest net foreign currency earner for this country. Directly, mining accounts for 140 billion rands worth of exports. That was last year's number, which is 32% of merchandise exports. If you add in chemicals, ferroalloys, and products that are made out of mineral products, it takes it up to 50%. So 50% of our export earnings are still basically reliant on the mining and the minerals complex. We have consistently improved the safety record in the industry to the best level that has been ever in recorded history of the sector, but it's still not good enough. The industry has set milestones for 2014 in terms of health and safety milestones, which, and a huge amount of work has gone in. I think in the last 12 months, there have been three individual employer summits at a leadership level on how to really get to grips with the issue, and a huge amount of effort from government and the industry on the matter. So I certainly believe that a lot of progress will be made over the next few years on the matter. Rising cost pressures, it's happening everywhere, globally. It's not just a South African phenomena. We're seeing cost pressures in the mining sector globally. Number of issues, cement prices, labor costs going up, skilled human capital. It's interesting to see how in the middle bands there's been pressure on costs because of trying to keep skills, and skills are being looked at globally. The Australians are trying to poach our skills. The North Americans aren't producing enough mining engineers, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it's very important on sustaining and maintaining your skill base within the country and developing it further.